My name is Charlie Ogden, and I am 13 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with my dad, who is my dad. We are recording this interview in Neenah, Wisconsin. So, Dave, what was your childhood like?
Well, I grew up in Neenah, Wisconsin. I was born at Theta Clark in 1975. And my parents were 19 years old when I was born. So they're just starting out with life right out of high school. So we really didn't have much. So they were struggling just to keep diapers on me. And I just remember testing diapers at Kimberly Clark when I was I remember that. I don't know how I remember that because I was pretty young for some of that stuff. Probably because my brother and sister did it too. But I just remember going to Kimberly Clark for stuff, for testing diapers. But we moved quite a bit when I was younger because we went from duplexes to apartments to houses. And then we finally got into a house over in the Tallmanasha on Susan Avenue, and that's where the most memorable and the funnest part of my childhood was, probably from third grade until high school. We were there. So we just liked being outside, pounding on each other and getting in trouble and just having fun riding our bikes and stuff.
Did you have friends that were your neighbors?
Yeah, my next door neighbor, his name was Ryan Wyland, and that's who we moved in next door to when I was in third grade. And him and I became really good friends right away. We used to play baseball together and ride bikes and jump BMX bikes and try to do freestyle tricks and play tennis, and we did all kinds of stuff together. It was a lot of fun.
Tell me about your siblings. Were you close with them?
Yeah, I'm still close with my brother and sister. My father and mother were quite young when we were born. And so my dad worked really hard, and so did my mom, to try to make things come together for our family financially. So when I was 7 years old, my father and mom, right after we moved out to Tallmanasha on Susan Avenue, at around that same time we had started a plumbing company, and my dad just worked really, really hard, and my mom took care of us three kids, which is probably just as hard, if not harder, of a job, because we're very, very high energy kids. And I'm sure it was very stressful for her because we didn't always listen to her. And, but my dad would bring us to work on weekends, and we would dig and paint, and he just let us drive around on tractors and do stuff around the shops. And we always were doing stuff, and I would mix mud for masons before I would go to hockey practice sometimes. And he just always had us working and doing stuff. And we just, as a family, had always worked together. And that's pretty much what our childhood was working and playing. And it just made us bond quite deeply because we all had that that common life that we did together.
Did you get along with your siblings?
Yeah, my brother and I, and my sister sometimes, but my brother and I, we would fight a lot, and just more probably out of boredom than anything. We just like to, I'd kind of pick on him a little bit more than I should have, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was funny. I get a laugh out of it. And him and my sister kind of pick on each other a little bit too, but that's just how we were. We just did it for sport almost, just pick on each other and just get a rise out of each other. But we all were just closer than ever as we get older, which is really nice. Because not all families can get along all the time, so I'm just very thankful for all my family.
What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
Well, I've done a lot of naughty things just because I was kind of I was always a good kid, like well mannered and stuff. I just kind of did some naughty things, but I remember before I had moved out to Susan Avenue in third grade, we lived in Elmwood Court in Nina off of Henry, and I remember a couple things there, and that was probably like preschool, kindergarten, first, second, third grade, somewhere in there. My neighbor had gotten a new car, and I thought it'd be funny to pick up rocks and throw it at it. And that was one thing I did, and my dad, the neighbor actually saw me doing it, and he got so angry, he chased me across the neighborhood. And then the neighbor next to him, and the kid that lived there thought it'd be funny to throw stones at their windows in the garage, and we broke all their windows. And that, my dad gave me a good spanking for that one. One time when I was living in there, I don't remember what I took or whatever, but we were at a grocery store, or not a grocery store, just like a dime store, they call them back then, like, but I had stolen something. I don't know if it was a piece of candy out of the candy aisle or what, but I was really young and I stole it. My dad found out, and I got disciplined quite badly for that. My dad was a very, very stern and to the point and very strict about your behaviors and stuff. So when we did stuff like that, it went right to the high intensity, like in 2 seconds. So, I didn't keep that behavior up over the years. I just, when I was a kid, I was testing my limits, I think, and not knowing better in some aspects, but it was interesting.
Were there any really funny stories about when you were growing up?
Funny stories. I'm sure there's plenty because I did a lot of dumb stuff back then. There's one time my neighbor and I both had new BMX bikes, and there's a girl that wanted to ride one of her bikes, and I didn't want anyone to ride my bike, so I said she could ride my bike, but I pointed to his bike, and he got super mad at me, and we ended up getting in a fight, and I broke my hand, a bone in my hand from punching him, and that was my best friend. And then one time we're riding those bikes back to our house from the park, and I wasn't paying attention to what we were doing, and I kind of swerved into him on accident. We both bailed and had road rash and stones in our skin all over the place. His mom came running out and brought us in the bathroom to clean us up, and
that had to hurt.
Yeah, we were just kind of. It was always interesting when I was around because I never really paid attention and I always did some stupid stuff, but it was always fun.
It's always fun.
Another time we, my neighbors and I, we neighbors across the street, the older kid, he was in high school and he taught us how to shoot bottle rockets out of Coke bottles. So we would shoot we'd be in each other's garages or ditches behind cars, and we'd be having bottle rocket fights back and forth at each other, and bottle rocket skid marks across cars and stuff, and we'd probably get in big trouble if we ever got caught doing that, but we never did, I don't think.
Can you tell me about one or two people that were the biggest influence in your early childhood?
Well, my father and mother have obviously been huge influences, as well as my rest of my family. My father, probably the most for sure, because he's always learning and growing and trying to better himself, and he's always trying to better the people around him while he's bettering himself and involving them in the growth that he finds. And he's just always very concerned and very thoughtful about other people and trying to bring them along on the journey of growth. So, and he's the hardest working man I've ever met in my life. So he's by far the most influential person that I have in my life. And other than that, I'd just say my mom and my grandparents, my grandma Jean and Grandpa Ogden, and they just always were in our lives doing stuff, helping us and teaching us how to golf or taking us to movies, dinner, and just spending time with us. It was just, we were just very lucky to have such a tight family, and very thankful for that.
Is there any advice you would give your teenage self?
If I could bypass some of the hardships that I went through back then, I would definitely do it, because my parents got separated when I was 15 and a half, and it springboarded me into some hard times personally, and that wasn't the reason why I did that. It was just the final straw to give me the avenue to go that way. But it would have been nice if I would have been able to do better in school and go to college, but I feel like because I had the work experience and the mechanical abilities I do, I've really enjoyed my career, and I'm really good at it. And those life experiences develop you into the people you turn into, so I don't really regret it. It'd just be interesting to see how things would be different if I had a different path that I had taken.
Do you have any favorite work stories?
Do I have any favorite work stories? Well, the thing about my work is we do a lot of different stuff. I think some of my most fun jobs were in the paper mills, doing the big stainless steel welding jobs and stuff like that. One time we had to work in a water treatment plant, and my dad had to buy a pontoon boat so we can use it. We stripped all the stuff off of it and put it down into the treatment tank so we can use it as a work platform to replace some piping in there. So we had a crane that we rented, and we picked the pontoon boat up and we put it in this treatment tank, and we used it as a work platform. It was pretty funny.
Can you tell me the dumbest thing you ever did in your life?
The dumbest thing I've ever did in my life. Yeah, I would say, well, I've done a lot of dumb stuff, but I think one of the dumbest was I had a Jeep and the hood flew up and crashed my windshield in, so we took the windshield off and put the hood back down with a bungee cord, and then we were coming back from camping as a bunch of kids. I probably was like 17, 18 years old. It's probably 17. And the hood flew up again and smashed my face in and knocked my tooth out and put a hole in my lip. So that was probably something that could have been avoided if I was a little bit smarter about it.
What was the funniest thing you ever did in your life?
Funniest thing?
Or funniest experience?
Funniest experience? I don't know. I've had a lot of funny experiences because of all the dumb stuff I did, so... I don't know, one funny story that I had, I'll show my dad and I and my brother and sister, or it may have been just my dad and I and brother, but we were up in Breckenridge, Colorado. We rented some mountain bikes and the front tire had a spring on it, and I was all excited I get to use a mountain bike that had a shock in the front. So I popped a wheelie and bounced my front tire off a big boulder, and I totally bailed, and my dad and everyone was laughing at me. I was trying to show them how a mountain bike shock worked, but that wasn't the point of it. It wasn't to bounce off rocks like that.
I kind of feel like I did the same thing.
Yeah, probably.
Well, it was nice interviewing you.
Thank you. It was nice being interviewed by you.